And let's begin with the primary concerns of the human resources professional from that corner HR office.
Well, actually, Tom, it's great that you asked that question, because I think if you look at the 1970s, and I'll give you a little bit of evolution, 1970s, the human resource department was basically the people that did investigations. They may have processed your benefits, helped onboard you or get all the paperwork done to bring you on board. And then in the 80s, they became more focused on organizations and organizational designs and how to make organizations more effective. And that continued on through the 90s. So it's what's the future for the 2000 holds in terms of human resources. And as we've seen human resources evolve, it's gone from more of an administrative task-oriented type of functionality to more of a strategic function, to where you're actually trying to put the right talent in the right place on the right client in order to maximize your profits as a company.
And in your experience, do managers listen to HR?
It all depends. I've worked for organizations where I've given managers advice and they've ignored it. And typically it comes back and bite them. But it's really important, I think, for leaders to have someone that they can confide in and is also willing to kind of say, hey, the emperor has no clothes on, in order to give them true feedback in terms of how they're impacting the organization.
Is the HR staff kind of sequestered in the corporate environment? Can you have friends at work?
I think the question you have to ask yourself as an HR professional is, if your buddy has to get fired tomorrow or has to be laid off tomorrow, are you able to do that in a professional manner and to take the impact of that? I mean, I've had to lay off a friend or actually demote a friend previously in a previous role that I had. And, that person was mad at me for about a whole year just because they felt that I should have done something different. And unfortunately, you've got to separate the business from the friendship.
Should the manager or the prospective new hire be included in the hiring process?
Definitely. And because of the speed that organizations are moving now, it's almost imperative that you have teams that can quickly move together and start working well together, because when you have dysfunction, it slows down your ability to respond to the marketplace.
What's the best way to turn down a job applicant?
I think the best thing for you to do for a candidate is to actually give them actual feedback on why you're not moving forward with them. What that allows the candidate to do is be more reflective as they go into the hiring process itself, either in the next role or maybe their current role that they have with their current company.
Is it important for management to somehow communicate to the workforce that, folks, times are tight? So that kind of scenario doesn't occur, and so expectations are not out of line.
I think from a best practice perspective, and I think also from a transparency perspective, that there should be a quarterly update with all the employees in terms of the financial status of the company.